Harold published a poll saying 67% of Australians want the government to set a withdrawal date for their troops. The UK Ministry of Defence announced today Britain's Prince Harry will serve a tour in Iraq. The Royal Second Lieutenant has insisted he be treated the same as any... This is the Quality News Network. In Vienna, the UN Nuclear Watchdog Agency is expected to release a report today accusing Iran of increasing, not decreasing, its uranium enrichment program. Tehran's continued defiance may produce more stringent Security Council sanctions. Australia's defense minister says his country is committed to keeping its 1,400 or so forces in Iraq. Australia is also considering sending another 500 soldiers to Afghanistan ahead of an anticipated spring surge in Taliban attacks. In Sydney, anti-war demonstrators greeted today's visit by Vice President Dick Cheney with jeers and picket signs. Earlier this week, the Sydney Herald published a poll saying 67% of Australians want the government to set a withdrawal date for their troops. The UK Ministry of Defence announced today Britain's Prince Harry will serve a tour in Iraq. The Royal Second Lieutenant has insisted he be treated the same as any other officer in his unit. Four Iraqi soldiers have been charged with raping a Sunni woman in northern Iraq. Earlier this week, another Sunni woman accused Iraqi police with rape, a particularly heinous crime in conservative Muslim countries and rarely reported. In the waters off Jakarta Bay, the Indonesian Navy is evacuating passengers from a ferry that caught fire early this morning. Preliminary reports say at least 16 people are dead, 100 are missing. In Washington, jurors are deliberating for the second day in a row in the CIA leak case. If convicted of lying and obstructing justice, former top White House aide Louis Scooter Libby faces 30 years in prison. In California, medical marijuana advocates have filed suit against the federal government in an attempt to force it to authorize distribution of marijuana with a doctor's prescription. Federal law supersedes state law permitting medical marijuana. A recent university study shows marijuana alleviates pain for HIV patients. A South Dakota Senate committee has rejected a bill which would have banned most abortions in the state. It was the third time in 4 years similar legislation has failed. Supporters had hoped to use the law as a vehicle to challenge Roe v. Wade in the Supreme Court. Rhode Island's Attorney General says homosexual state employees married in neighboring Massachusetts should receive the same benefits as do heterosexual couples who work for the state government. He says without a law barring same-sex matrimony, Rhode Island must recognize couples.
Run for your lives. The lenders are coming. They're in the mailbox. They're overloading your email. They're on the phone. They won't be denied. The best rate, the biggest bargain, fewer points, too much information. Gold Coast Financial to the rescue. They can offload the overload and handcraft a loan that suits your needs. Are you on lender overload? Relief is just minutes away. Call Gold Coast Financial 831-649-8757. 831-649-8757. Gold Coast Financial.
Hi, I'm Anthony, owner of the Duplication Connection, and I want to help you grow your business. At the Duplication Connection, we specialize in CD and DVD duplication in quantities from 1 to a million. If your company needs mass quantities of CDs or DVDs, you can now use us as one of your primary marketing tools. Thousands of our customers have depended on our fast turnaround and superior quality product for almost 20 years, and so will you. Please call us at 831-373-0493 or visit our website at www.duplicationconnection.com.
The Japanese whaling ship that's been floundering in Antarctic waters for the last week has repaired its fire-damaged main engine and may be able to leave the area today. Scientists have been concerned about a possible oil leak. The ship is close to the largest breeding grounds of the emperor penguin. Colleges and universities received a record-breaking amount of donations last year, $28 billion. Most of the gifts came from alumni. Stanford itself raised more money in a year than has ever been collected by a single university, $911 million. Whole Foods will acquire its natural foods rival Wild Oats Markets in a deal valued at $565 million. Whole Foods says the move will expand its natural reach and save money. Nestle says its profits last year jumped 14%. The world's biggest food producer credited a boost in product prices as well as cost-cutting efforts. Boeing will pay two U.S. soldiers $13.5 million to settle a lawsuit accusing the aircraft manufacturer of product liability. The two soldiers were severely and permanently injured when their Apache helicopter crashed in Iraq in 2003. Light sweet crude is trading at $59.71 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. Gold at $683.20 an ounce. You can find more at QualityNewsNetwork.com. I'm Annabelle Lund.
Live from Chicago, the city with many names, it's the Cup of Joe Radio Show. 2 hours of truth and fury representing the fighting spirit of the American worker. And now, through the miracle of screaming audio, here's the guy your bosses hate, the Windy City's biggest windbag, your host, Joe Vecchio.
And I just realized I had the mute on. I thought I clicked the button. You know something? That's what happens sometimes. You click it and you think it goes. And Zach just said, Joe, are you talking? Are you talking? And I've been going on and on about the snow here in Chicago and how the weather's finally changing. And Zach is like, Joe? Joe? Oh, God. You know, sometimes you hit the button, and you think you got it, and you think it clicked, and it just didn't click. And because you're busy looking at other things or trying to see, you don't realize it. And thank goodness I was keeping an eye on the chat room there, because otherwise I never would have known. I would have just kept going until somebody would have said, Joe. Then I got into the headphones and got on the air and said, oh, Joe. Anyway, what I was saying, apart from wake the hell up, is, excuse me. It's coughing. I was talking about the different kinds of snow that you get when it snows. And when it first falls down, generally speaking, it tends to be very dry. And you can't pack it and you can't make snowballs out of it, which is, of course, the best thing you can do with snow, really. But as the weather warms up a bit and the snow starts to melt just a little bit, then it becomes moist. And you can really pack it, and you can make a really good, solid snowball out of it. And I did a little bit of that yesterday when I went out for a while. And what's cool is that it kind of, the top part of it, if the snow has been untouched, like nobody shoveled it or anything, it's just been there, because it's not in an area where people walk, it kind of develops like a little outer crust. And sometimes it almost becomes like ice, and you can peel that away, and underneath it, the snow is just beautiful and perfect, absolutely perfect, for making snowballs and throwing at the top hats of rich, annoying people. As if anybody wears top hats these days. How is everybody doing today? I am Joe Vecchio, and I am here to remind you that the odds are good that you are going to be ripped off. That you are currently being ripped off by a combination of your employees, by the Republican administration portion of the federal government, by your state governments. In fact, pretty much we're living in a society right now where it's almost geared to where the only way you can succeed is by ripping people off. And ladies and gentlemen, they are stealing from you. There are people in the government right now that are trying, and there's both Republicans and Democrats. It's mostly Republicans, but it's Democrats kind of following along with it because they think that what people really want is less government influence in their lives. But, you know, that's a bunch of crap. I think people just want the right amount of government in their lives. I don't want to say interference because that's not the right word for it. But the point is, if you really talked about what liberal government does and told people, and most of them will say, well, yeah, I think that's a good idea. Yeah, that's not so bad. And they want to destroy Social Security so that you don't have anything to retire on after you finish, you know. They want you basically, ladies and gentlemen, to work until you die so that a few people can make a lot of money. And then they want to turn around And they lie about things. They call it a death tax. And what they really want to do is they want to repeal the inheritance tax. And let me tell you what the repeal of the inheritance tax means. It was an article in Alternet that pointed it out greatly. It's by Mike Taibbi from Rolling Stone. And this is I want to give you just an example of this. Okay. The budget that the Bush administration put out offers $32.7 billion in tax cuts to the Walmart family. To one family, $32.7 billion. And what is Mr. Bush doing? He's cutting $28 billion for Medicaid. In other words, he's taking money from Medicaid and giving it to the Walmart family. He's cutting money for people, for seniors in particular, and for more people than seniors, but mostly for seniors, who really need this, because very often they have to choose between buying medicine or buying food. And Mr. Bush said, well, you know, we think it's perfectly all right to take tax money that should be going to help all Americans, and just because it only in specific helps poor people in America doesn't necessarily mean it doesn't help rich people, because by building a stable society where people at least know that they don't have to worry about, you know, whether they have to choose between buying medicine and buying food, it makes a much better world to live in, and people don't resent the very wealthy to the point where the torches and pitchforks come out and they get guillotined, as what happened to Louis the 14th. What was it, the 16th? The king with Marie Antoinette when the French Revolution started. I always get these Louis mixed up. I keep thinking of that song, Louis, Louis, oh, you're gonna die now. That was awful. I promise not to sing anytime in the near future, ladies and gentlemen. But ladies and gentlemen, you know, when Roosevelt started, or not, he didn't start the New Deal, but when Roosevelt and his administration started implementing it, you have to understand that Franklin Delano Roosevelt was not what we would call your typical common slob, okay? He was one of the wealthy elite. He was a very wealthy man. He came from a very wealthy family. He came from a very prominent family. He was related to Theodore Roosevelt. He was not a poor person by any stretch of the imagination. He never spent a day in his life where he was poor or had to worry about whether he was going to lose his home or whether he was going to have enough food to eat. No, he was never like that. But he understood that the security of the nation depends upon people getting a fair shake for their work. And we have forgotten those lessons, ladies and gentlemen. And one of the ways you do that is make sure that people don't just amass a whole ton of money and then foist it all off to their kids who don't earn it and allow this to continue in perpetuity. And that's why the estate tax came about. And you don't even pay any taxes on your your inheritance until you get to like $1.6 million. So for all those people who are telling you, they call it the death tax and make it sound like they're going to take stuff from you, they're just lying to you. They're lying to you and they're ripping you off. Hey, listen, I'd like for you to give me a call and talk about this because this is something that's really important and, you know, I want to make sure it gets out. Give me a call, 1-877-443-2366, 1-877-4-HEAD-ON. And we got a Beatle break in the meantime. And we'll be back with more of the Cup of Joe Radio Show here on the Head On Radio Network.
The United Brotherhood of Carpenters and Millwrights are problem solvers. They accept any challenge and approach every project with the highest of competency and training. UBC has thousands of professionals who can be at your service giving you the best in business anytime and every time. It's their job to provide manpower. They build partnerships based on respect and trust. They provide skilled, responsible millwrights and carpenters to meet the challenge of any project because they believe and what they're doing and are so very committed to getting each and every job done right. They include a clause in your contract that eliminates work slowdown and jurisdictional disputes because they believe that, as professionals, they can discuss and solve any problem while keeping your project on target on time. We'd like to take this opportunity to thank the men and women of the United Brotherhood of Carpenters and Millwrights for building the American dream and saving the American dream. Thank you.
Do you believe the environment is issue number one? Does the idea of genetically modified food cause you to lose your appetite? Do you prefer green over greed? Do rising sea levels and vanishing polar ice cause you concern about our planet and what we are doing to it? Would you like news with attitude on the environment, organics, renewable sources of energy? Well, then join me, John Fox, for Foxed Up. Weekdays 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. in the UK, and 9 a.m. here in Sydney, where conversation radio becomes conservation radio, and we turn it straight up to 11, right here on the Head On Radio Network.
Here's a little test for you. Identify the following water-saving devices around your home. Using water wisely is important since our growing population puts pressure on this limited resource. Ready? That's water-saving device number 19, your outdoor faucet. Check faucets, sprinklers, and hoses for drips or leaks to save water and money. That's your toothbrush, water-saving device number 54. Turn the faucet off while you brush and save up to 25 gallons a month. It's water-saving device number 11, your water bill. If it's unusually high, you could have a leak. Learn to detect and repair leaks by contacting your water provider. Last clue? That's BeWaterSmart.net, a helpful website full of water-saving tips from the Water Conservation Coalition and your local water provider. There are a number of ways to save water, and they all start with you. Water, use it wisely.
This is the Head On Radio Network, The Horn.
Okay, I hit the button this time. I got it right. Now I got to double check and make sure every time. Well, that was embarrassing. That was embarrassing to do that. Hi again, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, my name is Joe Vecchio, and I am the voice of the working man's thinking man, the voice of those who have been unvoiced by the anti-worker policies of the Bush administration and its corporate allies. Once again, the number to call in, 1-877-443-2366. Let me remind you of my website, my personal website. is cupofjoe.blogspot.com. That's cupofjoe.blogspot.com. And you can email me if you've got some news or something you want me to talk about or somebody you want me to interview at joe@cupofjoe.com. C-U-P-J-O-E. No Cup O Joe, it's Cup Joe. I couldn't get cupofjoe.com, which is not too much of a surprise. Also, if you want to join us here in the Head-On Radio chat room, if you just click on headonnetwork.com and go scroll down a bit and to the right, and in small letters on the right, you'll see where it says chat room. Just click on that, and you will be instructed as to get in there and be able to talk to some of the smartest people on the internets. And we have our good friends Ray Hinckley and ELO in there right now, and I'm sure other people will be joining them shortly as everybody wakes up. Actually, it's not that early in the morning. It's just early for me, ladies and gentlemen. Let me be very, very clear about that. It's early for me. I am a nocturnal person. I am a nocturnal person. And I generally, even when I have to get up early in the morning, I'm generally up to 1 a.m., 2 a.m. It's just the way I am. Some people are like that. But I want to continue on with what I'm talking about as far as inheritance and all that other stuff concerned, and us being ripped off by people. And here's the sad truth, ladies and gentlemen. And I hate to say it like this, but it really is the sad truth, in that we are our own worst enemies. I see it in the workplace all the time. I mean, it's in little ways, people bragging about how they work without breaks or they'll work more days, and they're very snotty about it. And do they get anything for it? No. These, you know, we're not, you know, I don't work in any union shops or anything like that. So it's not a case where you can take some time off and, you know, still get paid, or take, you know, a few days off here and there and still get paid. You know, it's not like that at all. And what they don't understand is that they think that all this hard work and extra effort really means something to their employers, and the truth of the matter is it doesn't. Employers are going to keep you on the job or not keep you on the job based purely upon whether they think they need you. And since everybody's pretty much cut down to the bare bones anyway, it doesn't really matter how much extra effort you put in. And you know what? Just hanging on to the job for the sake of hanging on to the job isn't really an excuse. Especially if the job is just going to continue to see who's going to put up with the most crap to keep on. And eventually, it's just going to wind up where the working conditions are back to where they were at the turn of the last century. And I want to bring this up, and I know we've got a caller on. Let me just talk about this here real quick before I get to the caller. This is what I noticed. While all this other stuff is going on, while Bush's budget is basically taking your inheritance money, taking Medicaid money and giving it to one of the wealthiest families in the world, while people are dying in Iraq, what is everybody paying attention to? The ratings for the entertainment shows went through the roof this week. Why? Because of the death of Anna Nicole Smith. And that's what everybody's talking about. Now, I'm sad when anybody dies, obviously, and I feel kind of bad when someone dies under conditions, when someone who it seems like, if you looked at her previously, you saw that there was maybe something wrong with her or something like that. But whatever the truth of the matter is, however much sympathy you feel for her, the truth of the matter is it's not freaking important. How does that affect you in your daily lives? What's going on in Iraq affects you daily. You may not realize it, but it does. What Mr. Bush and his administration are doing affects you daily. All right, before we run out of time, let's get the caller on. Ray on line one. Hi, pull up a chair, have a cup of Joe.
Hey, Joe. Good to talk to you.
Hi, Ray. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. Don't forget Britney Spears.
Oh, yeah, whatever. What did she do? She cut her arm off or something?
I think she's going to try and sell it for a fortune. I don't know. Anyway.
What the hell does she think she is, Lady Galadriel?
I don't know.
Where's Gimli the Dwarf when you need him?
It really embarrasses me, you know, being from Louisiana. Anyway, I was just calling to add to your point. The rich don't need to be any richer than they are now. you know, that's what they're doing is they're just getting the public, I won't say welfare, but you know, they're human services, human resources, and it's just killing us.
I don't understand what they need with it. I can't figure that out. This obsession with getting, when you have $10 billion, you know, not feeling satisfied until you have $20 billion. I don't understand it.
I don't either. It's just that they can get away with it. That's the only explanation I can see is, you know, let's see what we can get.
Well, Ray, let me ask you something. Why, if enough people heard about this, and enough people heard it put the way I just put it, that they're taking, you know, they're basically giving more money in tax cuts to the Walmart family that was going to Medicare. Do you think they'd really put up with it?
I really don't know, Joe. You know, we've got 95% of the world, of the country, can't even live substantially on retirement. You know, can't even live comfortably on retirement.
Right.
And the other 5% have got us all snowballed. You know, they say, oh, yeah, you know, you can be wealthy, you can be rich. You know,
and I've seen that, too. I've seen that. You ever get invited to one of these things where they've got people telling you that if you just make a little investment and you sell these products, you can make a fortune and then you don't have to work for a living anymore?
I've been to a few of them. None of them worked.
God almighty, and you look at the people, and you know, it's almost like they're scared that they have to believe it because they're afraid that if they miss this opportunity, this is their big chance.
Right. Yes.
You know,
it's a big RICO. You know, it's a scheme.
And it's you know, it's the same type of people that would sucker guys like Bush, because I think the neocons pulled that same sort of thing. Well, you know, of course some of those guys are in on the scam anyway.
Yeah, but Bush has got enough money not to have to worry about it.
Yeah, but like I said, you know, you've got X amount, you want twice X. You know,
yeah.
I mean, he's probably jealous of the Walmart family, for crying out loud, because the Walmart family's got more money than the Bush family.
Yes, I really don't know. It's just it's killing us all. It's going to do us all in, I'm afraid.
And I think the reason it's going to kill us all, call off Ray, is not because they're doing it, because you know something, I expect that behavior from scum like that, okay? Because they're scum, and they've been scum throughout history, and they'll continue to be scum unless somebody, you know, physically prevents them from screwing people's lives over. But what really gets me is that we just sit back here and take it, and we act like, well, it's our lot in life.
A lot of people have been convinced that's what God wants, you know?
Well, you know, if that's what God wants, then screw God.
Yeah, amen.
You know, that's what I say. You know, it's like I tell people, so look, if when I die, I wake up and I see Pat Robertson and Jerry Falwell staring back at me, I don't know where they think they are, but I know I'll be in hell. You know what I'm saying?
I agree with you.
You see what I'm saying? If I got to spend heaven with some of the meanest, because that's what I've seen from a lot of these Christians. I have relatives that are like that. Okay, not my immediate family, but kind of distant family that are like that. And so I wouldn't want to spend 5 minutes with these people.
Let alone eternity.
Never mind eternity.
Yeah.
And what I want to know is, what does God want with them?
I don't know. No idea.
That's one of those things where he works in mysterious ways, right?
Yes. Anyway, just wanted to pass my my little 2 cents in there.
Well, we appreciate it, Ray.
Okay, Joe.
I was glad to have a call. Thank you very much, Ray.
Okay, bye.
And it's you know, it's an attitude, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you, Ray, for calling in. It's an attitude, ladies and gentlemen, that I see from working people all the time, that they don't want to stand up for themselves. If you go to some places down south, they'll tell you, you know, you're being a communist. You won't be in a union, you're a communist. Or you all, you know, you all make your own way in the world. And of course, the lie to that is that there are people who are out there actively trying to rip you off. And, you know, the libertarian types, the people who, you know, the rugged individuals types, all these people, and they sit there and talk about the wonders of rugged individualism and all that stuff. But you know what? The truth of the matter is, the only way in some cases where you can help yourself is by being in a group. it may be a herd mentality sometime, and that's not, you know, that's not always a good thing. But you know what? For your own protection, that's what you got to do. Hey, we're halfway through the show here. If anybody else wants to call in and talk about this, because I'm always, you know, I'm in an angry thing right now. So let's get on it. Let's get going. The number to call in, 1-877-443-2366, 1-877-4-HEAD-ON. And I want to get into this a little bit more. We'll be back with more on the Head On Radio Network, the Cup of Joe Radio Show here.
There's one place on the web you can go that's so topical, you can apply it liberally. WD40.com. WDYAD40.com. Wad Wally and Dookie are there. They're working hard every day to give you updates in news, politics, and a great sense of humor. Just stop on by and see the boys at WD40.com, a place where you can raise your voice and be heard. WD40.com. Your one-stop shop for all things progressive.
It must have been prayer meeting with Reverend Brother Bob.
See, hey, Peter, welcome to the program.
You absolutely know that you cannot mention Robert Sunday without conjuring me. This is a known fact.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Right. Well, sometimes I do it on purpose.
You know, the thing that kills me, you know, God just continues to punk Robert Sunday. After time, after time. And it goes back for years. You know, let's just talk a minute about his business venture. From 91 to 94, he was involved in something called Calo Vita. And it was a multi-level marketing company that breathed that pyramid scheme.
Yeah, like Amway.
Mm-hmm. Sold beauty products and healthcare products. Oh, they had a product called Sea of Galilee Mud Mask.
No, they did not.
Oh, yes, thank you.
You no.
Bob, as a heart attack, I'm serious.
Sea of Galilee Mud Mask?
Oh, yes, it was part of the product line.
Prayer meeting edition of Head On with Bob Kincaid, Wednesday nights, 6 to 9 p.m. here on the Head On Radio Network.
Did you know the University of Nebraska is a virtual world leader in the field of distance education? And that they bring highly interactive learning right into the homes of students in all 93 Nebraska counties, all 50 states, and 135 countries around the world using the latest computer website technology? I guess the lesson here is, no matter where you live, there's no place like Nebraska. The University of Nebraska, Lincoln.
Okay, we're back here for the last half of the Cup of Joe radio show. Man, time flies when you're having fun. And then, you know, and I'm going to keep bitching about this every single day. I need more time, damn it. I want 2 hours and not an hour earlier in the morning. Discuss this and we will come up with something. We will discuss this and we will come up with something. Because I know you all want more of Joe, ladies and gentlemen. I know you want a bigger cup of Joe. You want a mug. You want a thermos full of Joe in the morning. And I got your Joe right here, baby. I got your Joe right here. Ladies and gentlemen, you know, and I was reading in the chat room there, our friend Ray Hinckley and ELO were talking about that, and Ray was saying that his sister is one of those people who believes that the inheritance tax should be repealed. And, of course, Ray, knowing his family, knows that his family doesn't have that kind of money to even worry about it. And, you know, how I explained to people, I said, okay, let's say you were my kid and I died and I left you $250,000. How much tax would you pay on that money? And they try to come up, and I just point a little goose egg in my hand and say, zero. And I said, if I died and I left you $750,000, how much money would you pay on taxes? How much tax would you pay on that? And they was, well, I put zero. You pay nothing. You don't begin to pay taxes on inheritance, ladies and gentlemen, until you get over $1.6 million. I believe that's the right number. You don't even begin to pay tax, which means something along the lines of 95% of the nation will never pay any form of inheritance tax. Okay? According to the article in Alternet that I talked about, the inheritance tax will benefit primarily 18 families in this country. 18 families. Maybe a few thousand people at best. And I'm being very generous there. Those are the ones that it's going to benefit. And we used to have provisions, and we probably still do, whereas if before you died you wanted to take your tax money and donate it to a worthy cause or some kind, some sort of public project, then you don't pay tax on that. That's why so many wonderful buildings were built, because the people said, you know, we don't want to give our money to the federal government. We'd rather do something that we think is right. And in some cases, the federal government is all well and good with that, because some of those public projects turn out to be some really, really nice things. And I'll give my favorite example is Carnegie Hall, built by the Carnegie family. One of the most beautiful and most wonderful theaters in the world. If you've never been there, it is acoustically perfect. You could get on stage and whisper, and it could be heard in the back row. That's how acoustically sound it is. And it was built because he would prefer to do that with his money rather than give it to the federal government. Now, the federal government will take that trade-off because it's providing something good for the community. Ladies and gentlemen, the people who are pushing all this stuff, all the repeal of the estate tax, they're lying to you and they're trying to rip you off. And you have to understand that. That is what's going on. I can't put it any simpler than that. They're lying to you and they're stealing from you. And you know, it's just the same, you know, when you know, and I'll go on my screed against Walmart too. Walmart, as far as I'm concerned, if a corporation should have the death penalty. It should be completely and totally and utterly disbanded, and all of the money from the Walmart family should be taken out and distributed to the poor and used to build good housing for the people of Katrina, the people in on the Gulf Coast of Mississippi. Just take it all and redistribute it that way, damn it. To hell with them. To hell with them. They're out there stealing from us, you know. But I see people coming in and saying, well, you know, we want the Walmart because we want the jobs. Ladies and gentlemen, let me explain something to you. Any job is not better than no job at all. Do you understand that? Any job is not better than no job at all. And until you understand that, you're always going to be a slave. You hear what I'm saying to you? Until you understand that, you're always going to be a slave. I was reading something in the New York Times the other day about a job. Where did I put it? Where did it go? Oh, it was on my website. What am I saying? Now, these are kids, and I've never heard of this before, selling magazine subscriptions door to door. I've never had anybody come to my door selling magazine subscriptions, but apparently it's a fairly big industry. And for those of you who don't understand, if you've seen like why magazine subscriptions are so much cheaper than the regular magazines, most of the money that magazines make is from advertisement. And advertising rates are based on subscription rates. The bigger subscription you have, the more you can charge for advertising. Now, what apparently they do is they take these kids right out of high school, right out of college or wherever, and they'll take them out on subscription selling tours. Well, they'll go to different parts of the country and they'll tour around and they'll go door to door selling subscriptions. But the working conditions are horrid. The New York Times article is called "For Youths, a Grim Tour on Magazine Cruise," and this is just one paragraph from it. Over the next 6 months, Jonathan, the name of the main person they were writing about, Jonathan and about 20 other crew members crossed 10 states peddling subscriptions door to door, 10 to 14 hours a day, 6 days a week. sleeping three to a room in cheap motels, lowest cellar on the floor. They survived some days on less than $10 in food money while their earnings were kept on the books for later payment. That, ladies and gentlemen, is stealing. That's stealing from those people. They're working 10 to 14 hours a day, 6 days a week, and what are they getting for it? Lowest cellar on the floor. And you know what? You are the lowest commodity, and you're on the floor. And people talk about, well, you know, we're going to blame the Mexicans for stealing our jobs. No, no, ladies and gentlemen, don't blame the Mexicans. Because the Mexicans are no different than you. They just want the same things that you want. They want to be able to grow up, support themselves, earn a little scratch on the side, raise their families, and move on. Okay, that's for the most part, that's what most people want out of life. That's what most people want out of life. And Mexicans and Vietnamese and Chinese are no different from you or I in that regard. Maybe the specifics are different. The culture is slightly different in each case, but the general theory is the same. The people you should blame are the ones that are ripping you off. And those are the ones that are going to other countries just for the sake of using the cheapest labor they can find. It's a race to the bottom. And to me, the only way to solve that is to have global labor standards in a global economy, in a true global economy, where corporations don't just rush to find out who's going to give them the most tax breaks. Because some corporations, ladies and gentlemen, they don't pay taxes. Yes, they pay taxes, but they get back so much in subsidies, they actually have a negative tax rate. But, of course, we don't pay attention to that because we're busy worried about little gossip stories about who's shaved whose head and who's fathered whose baby. And in some other cases, who's on Howard Stern this week. And I don't mean, you know, whenever he talks about politics, I mean, you know, what skanky woman he has on his show. Yeah, and Ray's reminding me, yeah, this is absolutely right. Ray said he worked for a jewelry store. The owner said, if you don't want this job for what I pay you, there's someone on the street who'll take your job for what I'm paying you. And what I'm saying to people is, don't take that job. Don't just get a job because it's a job. Walmart, none of these retailers, none of these corporations could make a penny without you. None of them. I'll say that I've said this every day, and I'll continue to say it until it gets through your heads. None of these people make a penny without you. The objectivists like to talk about the motor of the world. You are the motor of the world, ladies and gentlemen. You make everything run. And what they're most scared of, the thing that terrifies them, is that you'll realize the power that you have. That's why they have to spend lots of money on politicians. That's why they have to spend lots of money on news that promotes propaganda. And that's why they have to spread lies. And that's why they have to deceive you. Now, I am not against somebody making a lot of money. I am not against rich people in general. I'm not against the obtaining great wealth. It's the American dream to make a better life for yourself. But there's that, and there's out-and-out greed. And there's ripping people off. And that's what I'm against. And I'm against the idea that corporations are people. Somehow we got it into our heads that corporations deserve the same rights as human beings do. They do not. They do not. Death penalty for some corporations. Throw them out of existence. I feel sorry. I remember talking to people in chat rooms all about how wonderful Enron was when Enron was in full swing. Oh, the working people there, they're doing well. And guess what? Wham! It was all a scam, ladies and gentlemen. And the Republican Party, they're just the political arm of this. They're the political arm of the big financiers that are trying to rip you off. And they've got their little fingers in the Democratic Party, too. Don't think that's not happening. And we want to try to kick these people out of the Democratic Party. You know? And, you know, in the long run, these people have no credibility at all. Seeing our domestic policy and our foreign policy the way it is, how can they have any credibility? And why people still listen to them, I don't know. Bush's approval rating is what, 30-something percent? Who are those 30%? That's what I want to know. Who are these people? And can we put them away? And can we put me away for a few minutes while we take a little break? Last chance to call in, 1-877-443-2366, 1-877-4-HEAD-ON. We've got the last part of the show coming up. We'll be back with the last part of the Cup of Joe radio show here in the Head-On Radio Network.
Sweetie, I love you, but those jeans have got to go.
Yeah, I know. Grab me a pair next time you go to the store, would you?
No.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going there anymore. I can't stand it.
What do you mean?
It's just awful, honey. The only smile in that building is that big yellow face. Everybody else looks miserable, and I can't find anything there that's made in our country. That bothers me.
Well, nobody makes clothes in America anymore.
Au contraire, mi amigo. There's a ton of American-made clothing at No Sweat.
Well, where's this No Sweat store? Out at the mall?
No, silly. I found them at HeadOnRadioNetwork.com. There's a link there. I already ordered some great workout gear, and I also got you some new jeans. They'll be here in a couple of days. Surprise.
HeadOnRadioNetwork.com?
Uh-huh. Just click on the No Sweat banner. You're right there. Helps union workers and helps support America's other liberal network. Cool, huh?
I knew listening to the horn was a good idea.
Whose idea?
Your idea, dear. All the good ones are.
Union made? No sweat. Great prices? No sweat. Great looks? No sweat. No sweat at HeadOnRadioNetwork.com. Click the banner. Do the right thing.
Obviously need to address the issue of the Saddam Hussein execution. Have seen the video that was taken on a cell phone, or have read about the circumstances surrounding the execution. It's pretty evident that the absolutely worst thing that could have happened with the carrying out of the sentence after the long trial of Saddam Hussein happened. And if we had sat down and made a list and said, all right, here's a list of six or seven different things that could happen, what would be the very, very worst thing that could happen, not only for us, for the United States, but for the world and for the Iraqis themselves? And it seems to me that if not first, then definitely second would have been what indeed did happen.
The Dr. Bill O'Brien Show, Tuesday to Thursday, noon to 2 Eastern, here on the Head-On Radio Network.
At this moment, more than 800 million people are hungry. Millions more live in poverty. And you wonder, what can I do? Join the thousands of caring people who let Heifer International be their helping hands in the world. Right now, from Appalachia to Zimbabwe, Heifer is helping thousands of families become more self-reliant through the gifts of livestock and learning. Heifer provides farm animals that produce milk, eggs, and other products. That means milk to drink and products like cheese to sell. Having income means families can have better housing and health care, and their children can go to school. And recipients share their success, passing on the gift of their animal offspring to other families in need, ensuring dignity, self-reliance, and hope for the future. Find out how you can make a difference today at heifer.org. That's HEIFER.org.
This is the Head-On Radio Network.
Okay, we're back. I'm trying to calm down here. I'm trying to get stable, because sometimes I just get so angry. I hate being ripped off, and I hate people who allow themselves to get ripped off. And I hate the fact that we obsess ourselves with such petty, petty minor details. Not that my job at DTI, sometimes I hear people talking about, you know, who J-Lo's going out with and you know, all these different things. And it's like, you know, yeah, we know this person's not going to be like this. You know, oh, they didn't. And I'm like, who cares? My God, how can you spend your lives thinking about stuff like this? And it just makes you want to pull your hair out, ladies and gentlemen. It just makes you want to pull your hair out. Yes, I call myself the voice of the working man. Because, you know, I really do have a regular daytime job, or at least I did until there wasn't any work for my day job. But I see these things every day. You know, and a lot of our hosts, God bless them. I love them all. They're all good hosts. But let's face it, a lot of them really, you know, they're college people, and whenever they've worked in jobs like that, they've worked in them knowing that they have something better coming up, and that they're intelligent, and that they're talented people, and that they know they have a future other than that, okay? And it's different when you're down here not knowing you have any talent, or not knowing if you can make a living doing anything else, and being stuck where you are. And you would think that realizing that your skills are fairly limited in that sense, I mean, no matter how smart or talented you think you are, and that's fine, that the only way you can make sure that you get the money you earn, that you the money you deserve, is by sticking together. And yet you allow the richest few percent of the country to manipulate you into fighting each other. You know, it's kind of like, and we're seeing it in a bigger way here, it's kind of like how the right wing has done a beautiful job in manipulating the campaigns of Senator Barack Obama and Senator Hillary Clinton into fighting each other. Where Senator Obama's campaign manager was bitching about things that Hillary Clinton supposedly said, when the truth of the matter is, it's all the stuff that he talks about is all stuff that it's all stuff that is being sanctioned by the right wing. Senator Obama, Ray Geffen, I think his name is, the campaign manager. Your enemy is not Hillary Clinton. Your enemy is Fox News and the Washington Press Corps, the wise old men of the Washington Press Corps. They're your enemy. And what you ought to do is announce a joint press conference. Both senators get there together and say, listen, we may have our differences and we may be running for president, but you know what? We are both against this. And we refuse to be pushed into a fight over this issue. We refuse to do that. We are competitors. We are not enemies. And we're gonna fight this fight the way it should be fought. And we recognize who the real enemy is. Okay? Now, I don't know if that's going to happen or not, but that's what I think it should happen. Senator Clinton has problems of her own within the Democratic Party, within the netroots of the Democratic Party, because she simply refuses to admit she made a mistake in voting for the war. And she gives the excuse of, well, I was in New York during 9/11, so naturally I was scared. And it's like, look, other people were in New York in 9/11 that weren't quite so scared. And even so, we don't want to see it as an excuse to just do some. Because, you know, you knew the Bush administration was a bunch of corrupt SOBs to begin with. I mean, anybody who's even followed them for a little bit. And I'm sure Senator Clinton, who was a very, very smart woman, knows that the Bush people were not to be trusted. Or do you get that caught up in your ambitions in your career that you miss stuff like that? It was pretty obvious to me. It was pretty obvious to me. And I'm nobody. I'm just some schmuck out here fighting to survive like most every other person out there. And the only difference between me and a lot of people is that I've got a microphone and I've got a means to spread my opinion out among however many, you know, tens of thousands of people out there listening. And that's really the only difference. I know everybody in the chat room knew this from day one. I know pretty much everybody who works here at Head On Radio knew this from day one. I know a lot of people who were at the beginning part of the blogosphere, because the blogosphere was really just kind of starting back around 2001 prior to that. I know a lot of them realized it. Why didn't they? And I think the problem is it's because they grew up for the most part in a different world. And that they grew up in a world where, you know, they saw what their ambitions were. And this is what I want to accomplish in my life, blah, blah, blah. And it's not just that you want to accomplish something, but you want to feel good doing it. And I'm rambling about that, but you see what I'm saying is that you don't always see it and you don't always understand it if you grow up living in a certain way. But you should have seen it. Everything about the Bush history shows that he was a person that was completely and totally unfit for the job, and he has proven that. And everything we know now about Vice President Dick Cheney shows that he's completely and totally and utterly insane. And it's hard to gauge whether he really even believes the nonsense that he's spurting, that it's still going well in Iraq. Who is he kidding? Who in the world does he think he's kidding? And it's mostly frustrating because most of us can't feel free to live our lives. I mean, look, I've said it before and I'll say it again. I'm perfectly happy to let the rich SOBs and the high-class politicians and the ambitious people, I'm perfectly happy and willing to let them do whatever the hell they want. Stop screwing with us, though. And that's the problem. They can't stop screwing with us. It's not enough for the Walmart family to have, you know, $37 billion. They want $37 billion more dollars. For what? I don't know. What are they going to accomplish with it? What, do they want to become kings of the world? And what are they going to do when they're kings of the world? You know what happens to kings, ladies and gentlemen? Kings get killed. How do you think other people could become kings? Look through history. How many emperors and kings were simply murdered by their successors? Don't you think we want something better than that? Don't you think we want an improvement instead of going backwards? Don't you think we should be moving forwards? And I just don't understand why we put up with it. Anyway. We've only got a couple of minutes left here, so let me say my thank yous. I want to thank Zach for producing today. Zach did a very good job keeping everything on track. And I want to thank, of course, Ben Birch from the White Rose Society. That's whiterosesociety.org. And Ben has a fundraiser going on right now. So if you go there, throw a few bucks in the tip jar, because Ben does excellent work, and we need the work that he's doing. And, of course, I want to thank all of my friends here in the head-on chat room, to ELO and Ray Dean and Ray Hinckley. And, of course, last but definitely not least, I want to thank all of you out there listening, whether you're listening on the computer or through iTunes or wherever you're listening at. Jeff Allen Wolf is up next on all of your head-on radio networks. This is Joe Vecchio from the Cup of Joe Radio Show on the Head On Radio Network saying, hey, 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 get back to work. I'll chug a jug of George, I'll sip a mug of Doug, with the creamer of steam, how many more does that leave? Give me a pot of Scotch, heat up a pan of...
You're listening to the Venture 3 Radio Network.
Obama changes tune towards opposition. Prince Harry may face Iraq call-up. Blair announces Iraq withdrawal plan. Is this because of Harry? Cheney says British troop withdrawal is a positive sign. What a GOP spin that one is. John McCain suffers Republican mutiny back home. Bush friends, loyal and Texan, remain a force. Gambian president's cure for AIDS, green paste and bananas. Missile shield in Poland, Czech Republic to counter Iran, says Rice. CIA leak case turned over to jury. Obama and Clinton may skip early debates. President of Czech Republic calls man-made global warming a myth and questions Gore's sanity. California split? A shakeup in American structure? Fed chairman is optimistic about economy. Al-Qaeda chiefs are seen to regain power. Presidential hopefuls buzzword takes off. Scientists prepare way for bionic man. And scientists finding ways to regrow fingers. I wonder if they can... never mind. These are the issues ahead on the Jeff Allen Wolf Show, starting now.